Last week, Seattle voters approved funding for rebuilding Seattle's waterfront seawall, the structure that holds up the piers in Alaskan Way. The plan will take 7 years to complete. During construction, Alaska Way traffic will telescope down to two lanes. Pedestrian access will be difficult, and the area is going to be noisy and dusty, not unlike the three-year disruption along 3rd Avenue in the 1980s when the bus tunnel was being built. Well, the waterfront is one of the busiest tourist sections of the city, so to accommodate that, seawall construction is scheduled to shut down between Memorial Day and Labor Day for each of those 7 years. But that's not enough, according to some businesses. Bob Downigan, president of Ivers, told the Seattle Times that waterfront businesses are livid because construction will resume in September, one of the busiest in the tourism season. Seattle City Councilmember Tom Rasmussen chairs the Transportation Committee. Tom, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome. So, and first of all, I want to thank the voters for supporting the funding of reconstruction of the seawall. That's just a critical public safety and property protection measure. We really have to rebuild that seawall.
How is it decided that the summer shutdown would be Memorial Day to Labor Day, Tom?
Well, the city wants to work closely with the businesses and the property owners to minimize the disruption to their businesses. This is one of the peak times when they attract customers, and we want to minimize that.
So were you surprised to pick up the paper today and see that some of these people who have businesses down on the waterfront were saying this is just unacceptable?
Well, remember that this came out in a draft environmental impact statement, and the draft environmental impact statement looks at the worst-case scenario. What will happen now is that they will have a lot of opportunity, that is, their waterfront owners, to comment and recommend changes to how the city plans on rebuilding the waterfront, including the schedule for closure. So the way to avoid those problems that they're concerned about will be defined in the final environmental impact statement.
So it's not etched in.
This is just a draft. This is a draft that came out, not final.
Right.
Draft.
So it's not etched in stone that it'll be Memorial Day to Labor Day. But it seems as though you want to get this thing done, and you can't shut down construction for a long period of time. Would the schedule permit an additional month of closing down construction in the summertime to still get it done when you need to get it done?
Well, that's part of the work of determining what mitigation measures can be taken to minimize disruption to everyone who would be affected by this, not only the property owners, but the people who use the ferry terminal. We have to also be concerned about wildlife habitat, salmon, and a variety of environmental measures as well.
Now, I just saw these outspoken people saying they don't like the plan the way that it exists right now. Are some waterfront businesses that you've talked to supportive of shutting down seawall construction from June to September?
I haven't heard anyone supporting that. But remember, draft is stamped all over this document. It's a draft document. And that's why it's being put out to the public now to say, what do you think about this? Clearly, what the Department of Transportation is hearing is they don't like parts of it, particularly the opening up construction again in September. I've worked really closely with Mr. Donegan and many of the other property owners during this entire time that the project has been underway. As you know, utilities are being relocated, parking is being moved now, and I'm doing everything I can to minimize disruption to their businesses.
And I noticed that there's going to be an open house on the Elliott Bay Seawall project coming up 3 weeks from today, December 5th, a Wednesday evening from 4 to 7 at the Bell Harbor International Conference Center. What's the process from here on in to decide what the final schedule will be for this construction, Tom?
Well, the schedule, the entire schedule, overall schedule, is already set out. Construction has to be completed by early 2016. But how they do that construction within that period of time, when construction shuts down, when it's open, that's all yet to be finalized.
Tom Rasmussen, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Seattle City Councilmember Tom Rasmussen chairs the Transportation Committee.